News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we explore the northeastern part of India, it gets intriguing to know about it in each episode. Let me tell you about the excitement in today's episode. Today, we bring you a special report from Meghalaya, where pioneering efforts are underway to transform the perception and reception of mathematics and science among students. We will also present a segment on Delicacy of Nagaland, hosted by Jenny, a connoisseur of Nagaland's culinary treasures. And in our segment, Enchanting Folktales of Northeast India, we delve into the captivating world of Northeastern folklore, unearthing tales that have been passed down through generations, revealing the magic and wonder of Northeast India's storytelling tradition. But for now, let's listen to a special report on the recent RBI Gangtok field-level financial literacy camp held on April 22, 2024 in Chungthang Block, Mangan District. Let's delve into the significance of this event and its impact on fostering financial empowerment within local communities. Stay tuned as we uncover the key highlights and insights from this vital initiative aimed at enhancing financial literacy among citizens.
Over 100 eager participants, including members of the Gram Sabha, Panchayats, SSG members, senior citizens, farmers, local youth, and representatives from the Center for Finance Literacy Sikkim, attended the RBI's Gangtok Field Level Financial Literacy Camp, led by RBI officials, including Mr. Kishore Pariyar, Regional Director, and his team. The participants dwell into the intricacies of financial planning. The SMART technique was emphasized for settling specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound financial goals. Mr. Kishore Pariyar, the regional director, stressed the importance of cultivating saving habits, responsible borrowing, and the significance of insurance coverage. He elaborated on various schemes including crop insurance, life and non-life insurance, pension plans, and the Atal Pension Yojana scheme by the Government of India. Nukad Natak, performance by a local troupe, shed light on financial fraud, raising awareness among the audience about potential risk and precautions performed. During the interactive session, participants actively engaged with the officials seeking clarification on various banking matters. Their queries were aptly addressed, enhancing their understanding of financial literacy. This initiative is part of RBI's ongoing efforts to empower individuals with financial acumen. By conducting such camps regularly, RBI aims to foster credit discipline, promote judicious use of digital payment platforms, fortify awareness of customers' rights and responsibilities. With Dilir Abdullah, this is Ashong Mubutia for Northeast Diary from AIR News Sikkim.
Now we bring you an insightful glimpse into a visionary initiative by Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma aimed at transforming the landscape of education in the state.
Chief Minister Sangma has envisioned a bold step to alleviate fears surrounding mathematics and science among students by introducing competitive platforms for these subjects. In a recent statement, he emphasized the importance of fostering a culture of competition akin to that seen in music, sports and dance.
I strongly feel that we promote our music competitions, our sports competitions and dance competitions. We should also have competitions for science and mathematics and innovation, you know, and debate like many other states and nations have. And through competition, we are able to bring out the best in our youth.
While the concept is still in its nascent stages, Sangma expressed his conviction that such competitions could bring out the best in the youth, mirroring practices observed in various states and nations. He underscored the need for intellectual competitions to ignite interest and dispel apprehensions among students.
As I said, the main idea is to really bring out the interest of the children into these subjects and maybe bring down the fear of these subjects in some of the children. It is there. Bring down the fear of the subjects and make it more pleasant for them to start taking interest in the subjects, make it more happy and a more active way to take interest in the subjects. So that's really what the concept is.
Furthermore, Sangma highlighted the government's commitment to support organizations in organizing these competitions at the grassroots level, with aspirations to eventually elevate them to the state and national arenas.
The spirit of competition in intellectual competitions should also start, and hence, wherever, whatever level it starts at, we will support different organizations to do that, whether it's schools, colleges, or whether districts, and even at state level. And yes, as we move forward, maybe one day we'll be able to give it, you know, a better bit shape and structure, and even bring it up at a state level, send people at the national level.
Education Minister Rakam A. Sangma echoed these sentiments, announcing plans to make science and mathematics mandatory subjects in the school curriculum from 2025. The launch of Tech Tutor Meghalaya, exploring science and mathematics in the virtual classroom, reflects the government's proactive approach in leveraging educational technology to enhance learning experiences.
For Splendid 10 and many of the teachers of the view that we should make a way, we should study maths compulsory. How can we go for the highest of this without mathematics, with the science? I think for any kind of be the entrepreneurs, to become the businessman, to become the students, to become scientists, it is mathematics and science is very, very, very important, and to understand a world better. So therefore, now we will examine and we will, review the decision. Step for we will make explaining that we will make mathematics and the science of what's it to all those students. Every student must study them.
Recognizing the perennial challenge of instilling confidence in these subjects, the government aims to cultivate a more engaging and enjoyable learning environment. Through these initiatives, they hope to inspire students to embrace mathematics and science with enthusiasm and curiosity.
Maybe we will explore how to support our weak students, average students. The top brilliant students cannot go with the weak kids. We cannot go with the average students. So we will design a curriculum accordingly, which will suit for the weak, the average, and the brilliant and the talented one. We will design our curriculum in such a way that it will not have any back or negative side to any of the students of all levels.
As we navigate the evolving landscape of education, the Meghalaya government's innovative strategies hold promise in nurturing a generation of confident and empowered learners. This is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with Lamphrang Nongspang reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashvani News, Shillong.
Enchanting folktales of Northeast India. Today, we invite you to immerse yourself in a captivating Karbi folktale titled Inglong Mekhar, narrated by senior broadcaster Manoj Mayankar.
A hill stands high even today at Dimaruwa. Its name is Inglong Mekhar. In Karbi language, Inglong means hill or mountain, and Mekhar means burning flame. Thus, the full meaning of Inglong Mekhar is burning flame hill. A Karbi folk song tells of an interesting story as to why this hill is called burning flame hill. Once upon a time, the Karbis lived in the Lumsang or Langpi hills of Dimapur. They had to remain as subordinates under the Kachari king, who unleashed a reign of terror on the former. They were sacrificed before gods and goddesses. The Kachari king had tamed a tiger cub. The king even ordered to feed it by milking the breasts of Karbi women. One day, while royal employee Kleng Dung went to milk from the breasts of one Karbi lady, Rang Parpi, she felt overwhelmingly ashamed, and flying into a rage, hit his head with an axe, cutting it into two. The news of Kleng Dung's death spread across the Kachari kingdom like wildfire. The king, getting heavily angry, ordered his soldiers to drive away the Karbis from Dimapur. Armed with the royal orders, the soldiers too began to drive the Karbis away from one side. A group of Karbis under the leadership of Karbi heroine Tumung Phusung began to flee towards Dimarua. While fleeing, they kept chopping off the gobar sothas, plantain trees and the four parts of bamboo trees. These trees turn dry and black after they are chopped. In case of plantain trees, their shoots gradually get longer and longer. The motive behind such chopping off was to make the Kachari soldiers think that several days ago, the Karbis had passed through this route. Fleeing that way, the Karbis reached Langpi or Barpani. They had to stop after seeing the river in front. At that moment, a deep sigh of melancholy emerged from their mouth. Kapi Ili, meaning where to go. The Karbis believe even today that the name Kapili, a river, has its origin in Kapi Ili. Having no means at hand, Tumung Phusung, in no time, bisected the water of the Kapili with Chiari of her handloom and arranged for her people to cross the river. In the group, there were two more notable personalities apart from Tumung Phusung. They were Bihal Bepo and Kleng Maker. Bihal Bepo, playing the role of a bridge, helped his companions to cross the Kapili River. At last, Kleng Maker, emitting a fire from a forest, led the Karbis in the thick forest. But her benevolence was rewarded by the people by labeling her to be a witch, and who thereafter killed her first and then covered the dead body underneath the hills. The local people believe that even today, fire sometimes breaks out all of a sudden at that place, and so they named the place Inglong Maker. It seems Inglong Maker is still carrying its deep melancholy by standing erect in the hills of Tomra or Dumra.
So that was Manoj Mayankar, senior broadcaster, with the Garbia story.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in.
Hello, food enthusiasts. Get ready to tantalize your taste buds as we embark on a flavorful journey through the delicacies of Nagaland. In today's segment, we have the pleasure of hosting Jenny, a connoisseur of Nagaland's culinary treasures. From traditional recipes to unique preparation methods, Jenny will be your guide into the heart of Naga cuisine. So sit back, relax, and prepare to savor every word as we delve into the rich tapestry of flavors that define Nagaland's gastronomic landscape. Without further ado, let's welcome Jenny to the show.
India is a land of diversity of race, community, culture, and tradition. The diversity of the country is seen in every aspect of life, including food and how they are cooked and prepared. Indian food is as diverse as India. The cuisine varies from region to region, reflecting the local produce, cultural diversity, demographic differences, and diverse palate of the people. Since time immemorial, India is known in the world as a country of curries, kebabs, and tikkas. However, India is more than just that. It offers wide-ranging cuisine. Indian cuisine can be categorized into five major groups in regards to affinity: Northern, Southern, Eastern, Western, and Northeastern. The diversity is distinguished by differing use of herbs and spices, use of different assortments, and cooking style. Among the five categories of Indian cuisine, Northeastern cuisine is amongst the most obscure in the country. It is still not properly explored by the rest of the country and the world. Northeast India is one of the most ethnically and linguistically diverse regions in Asia. Each state has its distinct cultures and traditions. The food habit and preparation are very different from other parts of India. Today, I would like to introduce you to Naga cuisine of Naga people, which spread across the states of Nagaland, Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, and Burma in Southeast Asia. The Naga tribes consist of 31 different tribes, most prominent being Ao, Angami, Lota, Tangkul, Sema, and Zilang. Nagas are basically cultivators and hunters, and meat is an indispensable part of Naga cuisine. The use of spices is basic and very traditional. The dishes are plant and simple and use mostly plain salt and chili and herbs found in the forest. The common ingredients of Naga food include rice, variety of simple boiled vegetables, and meat. For Nagas, meat could refer to beef, pork, fish, chicken, crabs, frogs, snail, insects, and other wild animals and birds. Eating such wide-ranging meat made the cuisine eclectic in nature. Apart from the meat, different variety of leaves and plants found their way into Naga's plate. This tribal community loves their chili, popularly known in Western countries as coast chili, and is considered one of the hottest chili in the world. Let me now tell you how Naga loves fermented food. The key to flavor of Naga food is fermentation. It was said that fermentation technique of food initially evolved due to lack of salt as flavor enhancer and also for preservation of flavor, longevity, and nutritional benefit. This tribal community is said to have up to 150 different types of fermented products. Some of the products used for fermentation are meat, bamboo shoots, soybean, crabs, fish, yam leaves, mustard leaves, animal fats. However, fermented soybean, yam leaves, and bamboo shoot remains the most popular and delectable among the Nagas. To understand Naga cuisine, it is important to know the diverse fermented products used as an enhancer for various dishes. Also, the need to ferment their food arises as most of the products are seasonal in nature. Let's look at some of the popular and well-known products. Fermented meat, fermented soybean, locally called as akuni, fermented yam leaf, locally called as anishi, and bamboo shoot, locally known as bastenga. Bamboo shoot forms a traditional delicacy. It is low on fat content, high in carbohydrate, dietary fiber, and vitamins, among others. It is consumed in raw, boiled, fermented, frozen, and liquid form. The consumption of bamboo shoot is very traditional among Nagas. Fermented bamboo shoot is used as an assortment for pork curry, fish curry, and as appetizing chutneys. Akuni, or fermented soybean, is a peculiar food of the Nagas owing to its peculiar smell. It is considered an added flavor to pork and beef preparation. Akuni, or fermented soybean, is prepared by first boiling the soybeans till they are soft. Once soft, the water is strained and kept in an airtight container for a week or two. By the time it is ready, the akuni will give out a peculiar smell which is strong and pungent. It is then wrapped in banana leaves and kept near a fireplace for storing. This fermented preparation is used as an assortment and enhancer for meat dishes such as pork and snail. Also, akuni makes for mouth-watering chutney along with coarse chili and herbs like lemon basil, naga spring onion, and chincha. Anishi or fermented yam leaves is prepared from eatable yam leaf. The fresh green leaves are picked and washed, and leaves are then staked one after the other and finely wrapped with banana leaf. It is then kept aside for about a week till the leaves turn yellow. The yellow leaves are then ground into paste and cakes are made out of it. The cakes are then tried in the fireplace. Once the cakes are completely tried, anishi is ready to be used. Yam leaves, on the other hand, adds flavor and also act as cream paste to the meat dishes. Smoked pork with anishi is one of the favorite dishes of many Naga tribes. Rice beer is perhaps the only traditional drink of the indigenous Naga people. It is made of sticky rice, pounded and then boiled with a good amount of yeast. It is then kept aside in a tightly lit container for about 3 to 4 days to ferment. When it is ready, rice beer is wholesome, nourishing and nutritious. In olden days, Naga forefathers enjoyed the rice beer along with meat dishes coupled with folk songs. Now let's listen to the preparation of some popular Naga dishes. Pork with bamboo shoot. This is the most popular and favorite dish among the Nagas. It is cooked simply without any strong spices. The ingredients needed for this dish are pork, dry bamboo shoots, 1/2 cup, 1 teaspoon chili powder, dry red chili flakes, 3 tomatoes, chincha, garlic, water, and salt to taste. Methods of preparation. First, clean the pork thoroughly, add some salt to it and leave it aside. Crush the chincha and garlic and cut the tomatoes into small pieces. Now, put all the ingredients, crushed chincha, garlic and chili flakes to the pressure cooker and saute it slightly. Then, add the cut tomatoes followed by bamboo shoots, pork, chili powder and salt to taste. Give it a slow stir so that all the ingredients mix well and help the meat to absorb the spices. Finally, add a good amount of water so that the pork submerges in the water. Now close the lid and cook for about 15 minutes or around 7 to 10 whistles. It is best served with hot steaming rice, chutney and pork mixed vegetables. Chicken with bamboo shoot. This dish is another favorite among Naga people. It is simply cooked dish and is healthy without any oil or strong spices. The ingredients are chicken, dried bamboo shoots, dried red chili flakes, 3 tomatoes, chincha, garlic, and salt to taste. Method of preparation. Clean the chicken without removing the skin. Cut the chicken pieces to medium size. Put the chicken into a normal cooking pot and add a good amount of water to cook the chicken, and at last add chili and salt as per your requirement. Crush the chincha and cut the tomato and add everything together and bring to a boil. Close the lid and cook for about 30 minutes. Stir in between. Once the water is about to dry up, add the fresh crushed chincha and dried bamboo shoot. Cook for another 2 to 3 minutes. Let some gravy remain and serve hot with rice. Well, I hope you have enjoyed listening to me today and learned something about Naga cuisine from this short presentation.
Friends, now get ready to be enchanted as we bring you the melodious rendition of Dildiya Galla by the talented Tetsuo Sisters from Nagaland. Stay tuned to experience the magical harmonies and rich cultural essence infused in their music.
Kachi doriyo, doriyo, doriyo se mainu dooban le. Akhi yariyo, yariyo, yariyo me honde na vasle. Hey naraazgi kaagzi saari teri mere soneya sun le meri dil diya galla tarang naar naar deke akh naal akh nu mila ke dil diya galla hai sarange roz roz deke sachiya mohabbat nibha ke sataaye mainu kyun dikhaaye mainu kyun hai ve jhooti muthi rus ke rusa ke dil diya galla hai tarange naal naal deke
Friends, with that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye, good luck.
तो छुपा के रखा खाते साजा के तू है मेरी वफा रख अपना बना के मैं तेरे लिया यारा ना पावे कदे दूरिया मैं जिना हाँ तेरा
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.